A major fish kill is being investigated along an environmentally sensitive river in North County Cork. At least 5,000 fish have died. The incident happened at the weekend. It was only confirmed yesterday. Ishgairn says it's investigating a reported spillage at the Fremont Water Treatment Plant, also in North Cork. Now, in a moment, we'll speak to Inland Fisheries Ireland, which is investigating the weekend incident. But first, let's hear about the impact this is having on local anglers. Michael Toohey is a committee member of the Kanturk Trout Anglers Club. He's chair of the Integrated Rural Development Duhallow, set up to improve water quality in the local area. And he explained to our reporter, Charlie McGinley, how the fish kill at the Alla River has led to the cancellation of the Trout Anglers Federation of Ireland's All-Ireland River Championship that was due to take place in the coming days.
Unfortunately, because of the amount of dead fish flowing from the Alla into the Dalo River, the competition has to be cancelled completely.
And this is obviously devastating for the local area, the local economy as well, Michael.
It is indeed. I mean, for the last number of weeks, we would have anglers from all the provinces coming to practice on the river. They would obviously be staying locally, eating locally for the next couple of days. So it's a big blow. And it's a big blow to the club as well, because the club would have been getting some revenue from it also.
Yeah. And what does this mean for anglers on the river?
Well, we have suspended all angling on the river. All of our own local club competitions will all be cancelled for the rest of the year. We will have to make a decision in the next few weeks of whether we will allow recreational angling on the river, because we will need more detail about what substance has been leaked into the river from the authorities to know if it's safe. Because at this moment in time, we don't know. Is there a public health issue here? We don't know. We need more information. This river also is a designated river for the freshwater mussel. And at this moment in time, we have no idea what effect this pollution has had on the freshwater mussel.
Now, you were listening there to Michael Toohey, and Sean Long is Inland Fisheries Ireland Director for the Southwest Region, and he's on the line now. And Sean, good morning to you. And we heard Michael there talking about the impact for anglers and the worries now about the river. What can you tell us about the kill, Sean? You're the Inland Fisheries Ireland Director for the Southwest Region.
Yeah, that's correct, Mary. Well, the river itself flows south into Kanturk before it joins the Munster Blackwater near Bantyre. And as you mentioned, it's a special area of conservation. We received a call on Sunday afternoon from the operator at the treatment plant you mentioned in the headlines, advising of a spillage at the plant. And our local senior fisheries environmental officer went to the location and began an inspection of the river downstream of the plant. And unfortunately, he was met with a scene of devastation, really is the only way to describe it. The river was littered with dead fish, trout, salmon fry, lamprey, eel. There were no insects even, caddisflies, beetles, anything, any indicators of life. And as anyone who's looked into a river will know, it's a living, dynamic habitat, you know, insects and fish darting about. But the river was effectively sterilized for roughly about 4 or 5 kilometres, which was mapped out on Sunday. And it's an ecological disaster for the fish in the river at a time already significant biodiversity loss. And a follow-up inspection yesterday identified that up to 8 kilometres of the river has been affected. So ironically, I came out of the river yesterday after removing some dead trout and salmon, and I was standing in front of a farm which is part of the Blue Dot Catchment Project, which Michael had referenced earlier on. So this incident set back the work by years, and it's literally heartbreaking for the local community, and particularly the anglers there who you heard mentioned earlier.
We did indeed, yeah, and that competition being cancelled. Are fish still dying?
No, we don't think so. We managed to walk about 8 kilometres of the river yesterday. It's not a straight river. It's sinuousy, and it winds and back and forth, and it's hard to access in places. But there's no sign of any further fish kill, if you like, down towards the town of Kanturk itself. So we think that the damage was done either Saturday night, Sunday, and then it diluted and washed down through the river.
Yeah. Do you know at this stage what's the substance we're talking about here?
We do really, Mary. I'm cautious about what I can say publicly in case it prejudices any future prosecution, but we have a fair idea of what it was. Yeah.
And what can you tell us then about the nature of your investigation and who you will be talking to and when?
Well, we have been talking to staff both at the water treatment plant from Cork County Council and from Irish Water, and we've had full assistance and cooperation from the local authorities there as well.
Yeah. How close is that treatment plant to the river?
It's a stone's throw. Yeah,
is that
it's
all?
It's 100 yards from there.
I read as well that it's possible, or is it possible, that because of what happened, that nobody will be fishing this river for a good few years to come?
I'd hate to think it would take that length of time for the river to recover. I would be cautious about fishing there at the moment, certainly. We've had very little rainfall down here, so the river was quite low. If something was to get into it, the similar quality of the water, if you like, was poor.
Just briefly, is there any threat to human life?
I can't comment on that, Mary. I'm afraid I wouldn't be in a position to say.
Is that being investigated?
I would presume that's been investigated by Irish Water, but I can't imagine that there is. But again, I'm not in a position to comment on that.
Okay, but do cattle drink in that river? Do sheep use the river?
Well, they would certainly drink water from it. There's been a lot of work along that particular stretch of the river to keep cattle and animals out of it. That's part of the whole Blue Dot project. So they would certainly take water, I would imagine, from the river. But I'd imagine if there was any risk to animal health, human health, that the authorities would have commented by now.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll check further on that. For now, Sean Long, thank you very much indeed for joining us.